Most restaurant owners, and tell me if this sounds like you, most restaurant owners hate meetings. I'm guessing it sounds like a lot of you because it was certainly me. What I realized only after the fact was that the reason I hated meetings is because I was doing meetings the wrong way. So tell me, do you find yourself saying, well, meetings are a waste of time, or hey, we just don't have time for all these meetings, or listen, I just need everyone to get to work, right? It happens. We all have been guilty of saying that, but here's the truth. Restaurants that don't meet regularly pay for it every single day. They just pay in chaos instead of on their calendars. So today we're going to reframe meetings, not as bureaucracy, but as one of the most powerful operational tools you have. Yes, there is a wrong way to do a meeting, which means there's also the right way to do a meeting. We're going to talk about it on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close. I am your host here of the Restaurant Strategy Podcast. We put out two new episodes every single week. I also put out tons of content all over the internet. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. All tips, tactics, strategies meant to help you level up and build a more profitable restaurant. I also host a coaching program. It's called the P3 Mastermind. To date, over the last 5 years, we've put more than 520 people through the program. The program has grown because the program works. The P3 Mastermind is where you go to level up, to drill down, dial in profits, and figure out a way to grow. So if you are struggling with profit and growth, then it's worth a conversation. RestaurantStrategyPodcast.com/schedule. Grab some time on the calendar. You'll chat with me or someone from my team, and let's just see if you're a good fit. Again, RestaurantStrategyPodcast.com/schedule. As always, you're going to find that link in the show notes. Now, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you've heard me talk about Kickfin because they've been a trusted partner of mine for years, and I genuinely believe in what they do for restaurant operators. See, managing tips has always been a headache. There's never enough cash in the drawer at the end of the night. Managers are stuck making bank runs throughout the day and then doing spreadsheet math at, 1, 2 in the morning. Tip pooling regulations keep getting more complex. It's just not fun. And that's exactly why Kickfin exists. With Kickfin, restaurants can calculate tip pools automatically and send instant cashless tip payouts to employees' existing bank accounts. And I said, cashless, no cash, no predatory pay cards, no glitchy employee apps required. Your team gets their tips fast in the account they choose right when their shift ends. Kickfin integrates with all the major POS players, so Toast, Square, SkyTab, Genius, Union, and many more. So you get fully automated end-to-end tip management. It's fast, it's accurate, and it gives you a clean digital record for accounting and compliance. Kickfin powers tip payouts for every type of concept, from mom-and-pop shops to regional hospitality groups to national brands like Walk-On Sports Bistro, Marco's Pizza, and Toasted Yolk Cafe. Great hospitality starts behind the scenes. When your people feel valued, when they are paid fairly and paid fast, I promise everything improves, and Kickfin makes that possible. If you're ready to save hours every week, eliminate those cash runs, streamline your accounting, and make tip payouts the best part of everyone's day, visit kickfin.com/demo, and yes, that link is in the show notes. Now, the absence of meetings actually creates invisible meetings. See, something weird happens. When you don't hold meetings, they don't just magically disappear. It's not like, hey, we're running this thing without ever meeting. No, they become taps on the shoulder. They become interruptions when you're in the middle of something. They become fire drills when suddenly everything goes wrong. They become mid-shift conversations, conversations that should have happened at a more appropriate time. They turn into emotional confrontations or text messages, Slack messages at midnight. See, there's the thing. You still meet. It's just way more inefficient. And see, meetings fail when they don't have a job. See, most meetings are bad because they're undefined. See, when a meeting fails, it means it has no agenda, no purpose, no stated outcome. So those meetings drift. They ramble. Tell me if this sounds familiar. They end up frustrating everyone. And that's not a meeting problem. That's actually a design problem. The way you're establishing the cadence and the way you're structuring your meetings is the problem. So give some good structure. Design that meeting. See what happens. Good meetings actually reduce daily decisions. And this is the part that so many owners and operators miss. Meetings are where standards get clarified. It's where expectations get reinforced. It's where priorities get aligned. And it's where decisions get made once, not multiple times by a bunch of different people, but once as a group right there. See what happens without meetings, then decisions get made repeatedly. People have to think through it over and over. And that repetition is both cumbersome, it's inefficient, and yes, it's expensive. Most restaurants rely on memory instead of actual alignment. See, I talked to tons of owners and they assume that, well, you know, everybody already knows. Well, yeah, I mean, we talked about that. Or, well, I don't know. I mean, it should be obvious. Everybody should know. We already talked about it and it should be obvious. And those are assumptions, and assumptions create gaps. Gaps create mistakes. Mistakes, if you can believe it, create stress. Meetings, when you all get on the same page, it closes those gaps. It takes assumptions off the table, and then you make less mistakes. People can operate stress-free. See, meetings are creating psychological safety. It's a weird way of thinking about it, but it works, right? When meetings exist, feedback becomes normal. Questions get asked earlier in the process rather than at the 11th hour, and issues surface before they can explode. On the flip side, when meetings don't exist, tension builds, problems hide, and yes, blow-ups happen. Ajinomoto is your answer to every busy dinner rush spent deep in the weeds. When hungry customers walk through your door, they expect good food, right? Good food that tastes homemade. But making every dish from scratch can cut into your profits. Certainly what we're talking about today, especially with the cost of ingredients and, yes, the cost of labor. That's where Ajinomoto Foods comes in. Ajinomoto has a huge catalog of fast, easy-to-prep frozen Asian products that taste and look homemade. That includes classics like fried rice, dumplings, and onion rings, and new trendy fusion plates like kimchi chicken pot stickers. See, choosing Ajinomoto is choosing over 100 years of proven expertise in the food service space. Choose to save time, choose to save money in your busy kitchen without compromising on the quality your customers have come to expect. Learn more about Ajinomoto at ajinomotofoodservice.com, and yes, you'll find that link in the show notes. So when we're talking about meetings, we're talking about the wrong way and therefore the right way. Let's talk about the right way. Short, regular meetings beat the long, rare ones. And this is the key. It feels like you're meeting too much, but I promise, short, regular meetings with a clear stated outcome are key, right? Consistency actually matters way more than duration. I've seen, my wife works in tech sales. They do a stand up for 15 minutes with the entire team every morning. Every morning at 9:15, they do a stand-up, meaning you come in, you sit down at your desk at 9 o'clock, you answer all of your emails, you get everything all tucked away. You've got to focus then from 9:15 to 9:30. No inboxes are open. 9:15 to 9:30, you calibrate the entire team, and then you get the entire rest of the day, 9:30 to 5, 9:30 to 6:30, whatever it is, to do what you need to do. Those short, regular meetings with a rigid cadence actually can be really effective. Again, Just a short meeting, 15 minutes, right, once a week, beats a two-hour quarterly meeting. That rhythm will create momentum, and it beats the intensity. So rather than some big, huge, intense meeting, just pull people together every so often, right? More often than maybe you think. See, here's the important thing about meetings. This is where leadership actually shows up. Meetings, contrary to popular belief, are not about talking. Meetings are actually about listening. They're when leadership becomes visible. It becomes predictable, trustworthy. Here's the deal. I've talked about this before. My clients all know this, all the P3 members. But I was in the room with Bob Iger one time back in 2012. At the time, he was the CEO of Disney, his first time around. So being in the room with somebody who has a job that important and all these executive, all these C-suite, surrounding him, and all he did for, I don't know, three and a half hours, all he did mostly was ask questions. He asked questions and he connected people on his team that might not have known each other, might not have realized that they were working adjacent or on similar things, and he connected them. And then he set deadlines and he set other meetings down the line. But all he did was act as the connector, and he used his natural curiosity to make sure that everybody was looking at the thing right. It wasn't about him talking the entire time. In fact, he did very little talking over the 3 or 4 hours. It was him asking questions and letting the other people do the talking. Back in 2012, that distilled down great leadership more than just about anything else, more than a textbook, more than any video I've watched, more than any other mentor I worked under. Watching him work at that level for that period of time was absolutely awesome. So again, meetings are where leadership gets to show up, and it's not about talking. More often than not, it's about asking questions, and it's about listening to the answers. How else can you make the most informed decision unless you have all of the appropriate data? And here's the real shift. Again, we talk about these shifts every single week. Here it is. Meetings actually don't slow restaurants down. They prevent slowdowns. Because when we don't talk about it, then we got to talk about it in the middle of a shift, when we're all in battle, right? When we don't know what we're going to do when we run out of this fish, well, then we got to debate it. We got to huddle up. It's inefficient. There's guests in the dining room, drinks that have to be run, food that has to go to the table, tables that have to be reset. Meetings, well-designed, well-structured, regular meetings do not slow you down. They are not a waste. It actually frees you up to be really efficient and fast in every other area of the business. So I want you to ask yourself today, what problems keep showing up because we never talk about them intentionally? That's the agenda for your next meeting. What problems keep showing up because we never talk about them intentionally? Be direct. Be intentional with how you be deliberate with your meeting agenda. Here's the deal. If your restaurant feels reactive, chaotic, if it feels exhausting, right? That sounds familiar, right? If your restaurant feels any of those things, you don't need fewer meetings. You actually need more, but you need better meetings. Again, I'll remind you that I run something called the P3 Mastermind. I have an entire team of coaches who work with me and around me. It's an incredible community. If you want accountability, meaning if you listen to these podcasts, you read books, you watch videos, and you're not understanding why you're still not profitable, it's because you do not have community and you do not have accountability. There is plenty of information out there, but I think you need the systems and someone to show you exactly what to do and then hold you accountable. Make sure you actually do what you say you're going to do. That's what the P3 Mastermind is all about. The way you learn more about it is by setting up a time on the calendar. RestaurantStrategyPodcast.com/schedule. Go learn more, grab some time on the calendar, and I look forward to chatting with you. As always, I appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to be here to listen to this. I know there's a lot of great podcasts you can listen to. I appreciate us being one of those. Thank you very much, guys, and I'll see you on the next one.